Good morning. It's Saturday. It is June the 29th. It is the year of our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, risen and ascended King of heaven and earth. It's the year of 2024. And you know what Saturday means? It's a Holy Spirit story. I love Holy Spirit story Saturdays. And we've got another powerful one queued up. This one I've entitled, The Altar is Open, with Hannah Perry. Our text, as always on Saturday, is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You remember it as the great combustion, okay? Do I need to do a little review here? There is the great commission. Go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing, making disciples, right? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. That's the Great Commission. Now, the subject of the Great Commission, of course, is the Great Commandment. When he says, teach you to obey all that I've commanded you, baptize them. What are we baptizing people into? The love of God, the Great Commandment. What are we teaching people to obey? The Great Commandment. Everything I've commanded you, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's it, the Great Commandment. And of course, this all must go to the great combustion, which is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. You felt the fire, didn't you? The combustion of that. That's when a disciple actually graduates and becomes an agent. An agent of Jesus, an authorized, empowered, contagious, infectious agent of Jesus Christ. Because that power is the love of God. And that gets turned into movemental kingdom of God activity in the world. That's what we need more of. That's why we do this every Saturday. So consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes from Hannah Perry. It is a story that came out of our first ever New Room Leaders Gathering this past February outside of Asheville, North Carolina. Unlike the New Room Conference, this gathering was largely dedicated to people serving in churches, not just clergy, but a lot of lay people involved in significant volunteer roles in churches, but it was leaders. Now, the New Room Conference itself, which we have every fall, it's the whole people of God. There's more lay people there than clergy every time. Thank God. Anytime, though, we gather for anything New Room, this is the kind of thing that always happens that you're going to read about today. New Room is one massive, ongoing, open altar. That's why I want you to come. You'll hear the PS below inviting you again. Now, I love how Hannah tells the story below about how she didn't know what she didn't know that she needed and how Jesus met her in that. If you read it today, you'll read it in her own words, and of course, you listening here will hear it in Hannah's own voice.
I am a recent graduate from Asbury Theological Seminary and a Congregational Methodist elder. I serve as a resident pastor with four other pastors near Knoxville, Tennessee. I was an older learner that has followed Wake Up Call and the current outpouring of awakening since its beginning. I was a student at the time of the outpouring at Wilmore, Kentucky. While attending the 2024 February New Room Leaders Gathering, God met me in such a profound way that I have to give testimony and glory. In the evening service, the pastor from New York was sharing, and after his sermon began to call things out that God was doing right then. I sat on the front row, eagerly awaiting a word from God through this prophetic pastor. The first call was for people with addictions and hidden sin to come forward and repent to give it to God. He shared that coming in this window of mercy is better than exposure later. Instantly, 25 to 30 came forward, and most were lying on the ground weeping and seeking God. No one went to them and asked what their sin was, but simply let them lay there on God's surgery table unhindered. Second came a call for tired ministers that were weary and spent. Gladly, I can say that I felt fresh and renewed with now getting to answer my life-awaited pastoral call. The third call was the charm. The minister said something similar to this. Some of you have served on staff or in ministry a lot of years, and although you have stepped over and forgiven many offenses, you still hurt more than you should. The Spirit is here and wants to heal you. You keep thinking that you have not forgiven if you still hurt. You just need healed. My tears turned on like a floodgate. I stepped forward and I sobbed to my core. The Holy Spirit took me on a spiritual journey, much like being slain in the Spirit standing up. I was walking through all the years of different offenses in my life that I had forgiven, and one by one I sobbed out the pain. I began to feel as light as a feather in this surgical altar time. Then the fourth call came. One Gen Z brother came to the microphone and said, "Some of you Gen Zers have not been understanding to the older generation, and some of the older generation have caused hurt to Gen Zers." We were headed into communion where Gen Zers were serving. Both generations were instructed to apologize to the appropriate age group as we took communion. I could not think of anything specifically to say to a Gen Zer because I had hung around with that age kids at seminary and beyond in ministry. Plus, they were my own kids' age, and I thought I was fairly indulging and kind. However, the Holy Spirit said, "Go apologize to one." I looked into the eyes of the younger server and I said, "I was a minister of music for years before I became a pastor." At that moment, the eyes of the Gen Zer teared up. I found myself repenting on the spot, saying, "Please forgive the teacher side of me for the times I was frustrated at tardiness and unpreparedness, and most of all, for ever letting it affect rehearsals." By then, I felt the gush of the Spirit, and the two of us hugged and cried together. I had no clue I needed to mend that fence and repent. It was like another revival, and again, I was as light as a feather. I came home a new person. I didn't even know when I left the conference that I would be taken into further renewal because I was not burnt out or empty going in. I believe this was a filled to the overflowing experience that we often do not seek when things are fine. I do not want to ever settle for just keeping up to the fill line and maintaining. I want to overflow in that deeper work of the Spirit. There is an honesty to my core that is growing as a result, like a refreshing that can be hard to put into words. As the psalmist said, it is sort of a deeper truth in my inner parts. In the free fall of society these months before the election, only the anointing of the Spirit of God can break the yoke and fix the world as we walk humbly in our own weakness on with meekness. My heart is desperate to stay on my face in the splash of renewal and overflow daily. Thank you, New Room leaders, for this conference. To God be the glory. Pastor Hannah Mary Perry.
The prayer. Father, thank you for this powerful altar story. Thank you for inviting us to make altars and to meet with you there. Thank you for the way you invite us to receive your fullness and then to release our emptiness in these places of encounter. Wake me up to the altar right in front of me. Give me the courage to kneel before you. to receive and release. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts. When is the last time you really met with Jesus at an altar of transformation? Are you longing for this kind of meeting? It is as close as the floor in front of you. He is always on the ready. What is stopping you? Bad knees? He's glad to pull up a chair, too. Wink. Smile. So for our song today, we're going to sing a spiritual song, right? Hymns on the weekdays, spiritual song on Saturday, and we'll sing a psalm now on Sunday. That's the trifecta of worship. We're going to sing Sanctuary. It's our Saturday song. We'll sing it through twice. You ready? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, I promised you a PS today for this wake-up call. There's actually two. The second one is what I, you know, when you have a second PS, it has to be a PSS. And that, of course, is the Holy Spirit Stories Are Welcome PS that you see every Saturday here. Love for you to send a story of faith from your life that we might use on a Saturday in the future. We'll be glad to attach your name or a pseudonym or anonymity. It's up to you. It can be a story of coming to faith, a story of transformation, of healing, deliverance, suffering, insufficient grace, family reconciliation, prodigal returns, answered prayer, unanswered prayer, and so forth. A word count of 500 to 800 words works well. We're not strict legalists about that. Now, we can't guarantee publication, but we will assure you of our prayerful discernment. And sometimes this can take a while. There's a bit of a backlog right now, but I like to keep a lot of seed in the hopper. You can reply to this email with your story, and it will come to me. Now, to the PS today, in case you weren't aware, this is all caps. That means I'm yelling. I really want you to come to the New Room Conference this year. We'll be back in the Woodlands, Texas, which is practically a bike ride from Bush Intercontinental Airport. Hotels are reasonable. Hopefully, we can give you a special deal. Just go look at the PS. I'm actually recording this one before I got the permission to give you a discount, so we'll see what the people in charge had to say about it, but you'll see it if it's there. It's worth a full price times two, but we won't make you pay that. And, you know, this story that we've heard today, it's just another one of scores of such things that happen every single time we gather. These conferences, they're really meetings with Jesus. That's all. They're meetings with God. I've said it before. It's not about a big stage show at New Room Conference. It's about the room, right? It's not the new stage. It's the new room. And the meeting is happening all over the place all the time. We do. Those altars are open the entire time. And of course, as you saw in today's text, the post, there are all kinds of invitations for people to come. And that's what we need in our churches. We need our altars to become more and more and more places of encounter with the Lord in a Sunday after Sunday kind of way. Most churches that I've been in, their altar is really more for show. It's real, it's good, but it's not really for go. Maybe you kneel there for communion, which is great, but we need it to become a regular place of dealing with the Lord, allowing the Lord to deal with you. And on this conference, you know, it does. It costs some money to do this. I recognize that. It takes time away from work. I recognize that. I want you to think of it as a sacrifice. I want you to think of it as an investment in your soul. Don't think of it in the expense category. Your soul is priceless. And these kind of meetings, they're life-changing. And they lead you off in different ways, different paths. Anyway, I'm going to be there. We're going to be doing a wake-up call luncheon again this year for anybody out there in the Sower Nation who wants to come and spend some time with me. We'll have Q&A, and I'm hoping to do some door prizes this year. You know what I want to do this year at the luncheon? I want to give away a complete set of all the books I've written for the Wake Up Call. Never done that before. That's in my heart to do. We'll save you a seat. And guess what? The altar will be open wide the whole time. And I'd love to meet you there too. Well, gang, and again, you don't have to come to the New Room Conference to meet with God. The altar's right there always. He's ready. He's ready to get on his knees beside you. He's ready to pull up a chair in front of you. An altar is the place where that prayer of transformation we pray every day is most suited for. And not just to rotely pray it, but to make a movement through the motion of that, of what do I need to receive? What's he wanting to give me? How can I receive it from him today? And then how will that displace what I need to release? That's transformation. And it's as close as right now and right here. Well, let's call that a Saturday morning together on the wake-up call. We'll be back tomorrow, Sunday. We'll be with the Psalms tomorrow. We'll sing a psalm. We'll go through a psalm. We'll hear the meditation from the good work of Timothy and Julie Tennant. I'll be doing it on the recording. But it's Saturday, and there's a lot going on today. A lot going on in families and communities, farmers markets, antique malls. You know, just slow your pace today. Get down to the pace of Jesus, which is 3 miles an hour. It's walking. It's beginning to notice things when you're moving at a slower pace that, you know, that fast pace of the week doesn't let you see. And it's tuning your ears to hear his voice say, look over there, walk over there. Why don't you say hello to that person? Why don't you pay attention in the checkout line today to who you might bless and help? Right? I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.